Would you ever call one long sweetening and the other short sweetening? Have you ever heard that?
No.
Okay. Say something isn't an imitation. Say it's the real thing. And if it's, sometimes it's on a belt to tell you that it's real cowhide, and it's like it's stamped on the inside belt, and you can turn it over, and in there it's stamped. What? Cowhide.
Seal.
Okay, or sometimes
genuine cowhide.
Okay. When sugar isn't prepackaged but it's weighed out of the barrel, you might say it's sold in what?
Barrel or pound.
Okay, or anything else? What about crackers? If they're just weighed out of the barrel, you know? You might
loose.
Okay. What do you call that sweet spread that you make by boiling sugar and the juice of like apples or peaches or strawberries?
Preserve.
Okay, any other name for it?
Jam.
Or?
Jelly.
Okay. What do you usually have on the table to season food with?
Sugar.
And?
Honey.
Okay. This is not to make
sweet.
Not to make it sweet, though, usually it's for, like, you might put it on tomatoes.
Salt.
Uh-huh. And?
Pepper.
Okay. If there's a bowl of fruit on the table, some peaches and some apples, and somebody offers you a peach, and you say, no, give me
an apple.
Okay. You might say, it wasn't these boys, it must have been one of
the others.
Okay, or not these, but
one of them.
Okay. Or suppose you were identifying a certain group, you might say
that group. It wasn't one out of that group.
Okay, you're talking about the whole group. It wasn't these boys, it was what boys?
Those boys.
Okay. Say, you might say, about talking about some man, you might say, well, he doesn't live here, he lives
across the street.
Okay, or another way of saying that would be
up the street or another next block.
Yeah, okay. If you didn't make any direct reference to the street or the block, you'd just say, what there, or something.
Over there.
Okay. If it was a greater distance away, you might say he lives
several blocks.
Okay. You might say to one of your children, don't do it that way, do it
this way.
Okay. And if somebody speaks to you and you don't hear what he says, what do you say to make him repeat it?
Say, I didn't understand, pardon me, would you repeat that again?
Okay. If a man has plenty of money, then he doesn't have anything to worry about. But life is hard on a man. What?
That's worrying about his money.
Okay. Another way to say a man that's worrying about his money is a man that's
lonely. What?
Okay, he's not rich. He's opposite of rich would be
poor.
Okay. Okay. If you have a lot of peach trees, you'd say you have
a grove of peach trees.
Okay, another word for a grove?
Peach orchard.
Okay. And you might ask somebody, is that your orchard? And he'd say, no, I'm just a neighbor. And then he'd point to somebody else and he'd say,
It belonged to.
Yeah, he's the man, what, this orchard?
That owns this orchard.
Okay. You might say, when I was a child, my father was poor, but next door was a boy.
His father was rich.
Okay.